Alright, do you know what? Do you know what Arsenal remind me of? There's a Tom Cruise film, yeah? And he keeps coming back to life, like respawning. What's it called?
That's Age of Tomorrow. Top film.
Age of Tomorrow.
Top film.
Age of Tomorrow.
Top film. Age of Tomorrow, that film is a bad film.
What, bad?
Because he keeps like rebooting, yeah?
Yeah.
But he keeps... Huh? He keeps getting killed at the same spot.
Yeah.
Over and over and over again.
He moves on a bit.
And that is where Arteta is.
Oh.
Are you not? Are you not? Man.
Yes.
Hey, no,
yes.
Man.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I'm sick and tired of Dan, dude. Where did you steal that from? Where did you steal that?
I just got that now because he said Michael Keaton. I thought of Tom Cruise.
Nah, man. You remember how he stole the bikinis, you know? He stole the
bikini. Yeah, the bikini one. I heard that recently.
Stole it.
Oh, now you're saying I stole the bikinis. We've heard about bikinis more this year than ever before.
Yeah, man. It's true. It's bloody true. Since he said it, I'm seeing it everywhere.
We don't steal bikinis, by the way. Let me just start off by saying I'm looking around the table and I know this one's going to be a tough episode. I think we've got a war in our hands. I see
war of the worlds.
I see a Lippy Lickshot. I see a Loons. I see a Steve-O the Madman. I see a KG. KG the Comedian.
Thank you. Thank you, Ross.
What are you saying thank you for?
Or are you saying that we're challenging? You mean it's a challenging table?
No, this is the challenging for the league table.
That's the not going to, that's the not going to lunch table.
Hey, sit on, hey, change, switch. You shouldn't be sitting there. Challenge him for what?
Wait, is that what KG, wait. See what I mean? Wait, wait.
One sec. Do you not see Caleb?
Oh, Caleb. We see a Caleb here too.
I just, you know, I'm used to the disrespect. It's fine. I got disrespect to my own. Not for you though.
Huh?
For a certain birthday that I went to this week.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry about that, bro.
Tell us about the party, go on.
No, you look, can I say it? Can I? Can we swear? We passed the monetization part?
No, we're not. No, we're not. In the first 5 minutes.
Oh, no, we can swear in the first minute on YouTube.
Pretend your child is watching.
Really?
You look. I had to bring it to the table because I'm hurting. I had a filthy fella's table, yeah? And do you know what Poet did? What, the sickest one? He sent me pictures of black bags, bro. He said, oh, I'm helping my family move. Why is he sending me the pictures of the black bag? Bro, he sent me pictures of black bags. No one moves with black bags, bro. Who moves with black bags? Look at the way he dresses. Imagine him in the trench coat and the Clark shoes.
It's a facade. It's a facade, isn't
it? Yeah, Poet.
If we're being real, out of everyone that we know that would move with black bags, it's Poet.
Poet is a show company.
Yeah, man.
So no one came, though. And when I brought it to the crew, I bought it to you lot, and this is what you lot said. I remember, don't forget.
Okay.
I bought it to you guys a month, and then after,
I didn't even know where
said,
it was, bro.
We'll get to that. I bought it to you guys a month's notice, and he goes, you man said, it's not a wedding. Talk to us later. You said, that's what you done that
we
one
did,
to me.
We did, but Caleb, you've got disrespected again here, by the way.
I did, because you keep saying I didn't go.
You didn't go,
but
bro.
I was there. I have photo evidence that I was there.
You didn't know he was there?
Well, I went to the party. On my life, I went to the party, bro.
Who'd you go with?
I went by myself.
You're what?
Bro.
You went one up?
I went one up. I thought Poet was going to be there. I called Poet.
I'll be honest, if anyone's going to go one up, if anyone's going
one up. I go one up everywhere. I go one up everywhere. Yeah. I put up one up.
Hey, tell them where I see you one up.
Oh no.
And you stumbled out with that little John with the leggings. And I was like, Caleb,
what
new
his,
man.
What was his name?
And he was just like.
Oh, at Coco.
Yeah.
Man, I got one up everywhere, man.
Went one up.
And I
see
him
one up on the way in. Yeah. That's in the duo.
No. Ignore him. Ignore him. Okay. I came, bro.
Woo!
So you went to a party and you came.
Bro, I walked in. But even before I walked in, I was walking there and I walked past another motive.
Yeah.
On the way there, and I was thinking, right, this looks lit. This is KG's thing. And I realized, no, my thing was like, your thing was a bit further down.
Okay.
Right there,
yeah.
The bouncer's looking at me just like.
On your knees then.
Are you in the right place?
Okay. Why? What'd you wear?
No, it wasn't about what
colors you wearing?
It wasn't about what I was wearing. Because I wore all black, because it was all black
party. Yeah, okay, cool.
But he looked at me, and like, you look a little bit young to be here. And
that's,
I was thinking, this is crazy.
My nephew was in there, he's 18.
Yeah, but you said there was going to be people my age.
There was.
But so I walk in.
Well, how old are you?
I'm 25. I'm looking around. Are the motive.
You?
Yeah.
You're older than I thought. I thought you was younger than that.
You look like a youth still.
Look, you was gonna cuss. He was...
good skin, man. It's the Kenyan. You're Kenyan, isn't it?
No,
it's Chinese,
bro.
Remember?
Not Kenyan, bro.
What is it?
It's the Chinese.
Mozambique?
You're closer.
Zimbabwe?
Zambia.
Yeah.
Zed. It's the genes, man. The Zambian genes.
And Jamaican? Huh?
And Chinese,
bro.
Oh, you wasn't here for that, was you?
But you were here for my first episode, bro.
Blonde hair, no shape up.
The first time, wait, what? That wasn't my first time.
Green, more green.
That was, no, I read no, it.
But I had the same trim.
No, it wasn't. No, you had blonde hair.
No.
First thing, you had blonde hair.
No, I didn't have blonde hair the first time I came here, bro.
And the purple trousers,
no,
innit?
I didn't have purple trousers. I didn't have blonde hair.
He's been dressing like Dubois for years, bro.
Blonde, you think Dubois can do blonde hair?
Bro, but purple
Dubois can't dye
his jacket. But you had shoelaces for a belt, though, right?
That was... Can we get back to the point?
Yeah. Go on.
Bro, hey. So I walked in.
Go on.
I walked in, I'm looking around, and I'm thinking, rotted, what's going on?
Mummies.
Yeah. I see maybe about like a couple things. Yeah. But there's no one that looks over the age of 56.
Damn. There you go.
Bro, I'm seeing gray hair galore.
Gray hair
not
galore.
Just from the guys.
I hear it.
I'm seeing gray hair just everywhere. Yeah. The youngest thing there was...
This guy's chatting. How many
flex his suit?
How many, 12 to 5. How many floors did they have?
Two.
There you go, he's lying.
What do you mean?
I said
no. There was two. Bro, what do you mean? Where was the other floor? No, wait a second. There was a floor downstairs as well. There was a floor downstairs as well.
Let's go.
There was a floor downstairs as well.
We got a show to do.
Mr. Speaker.
I used to love this part of Filthy when the boys would come in and tell some of their stories from the weekend. Don't ever tell us one of your stories from the weekend again. So boring.
Yeah. You didn't go nowhere. Yeah, you didn't go nowhere. It's true.
Oh my God. What's happened?
Why are you backing up, man? No, bring the bag.
Bro, you're not allowed to bring a bag.
No, I bring the bag here because last week I was celebrated and they gave me this, bro. They gave me this.
Don Perignon,
yeah? These girls gave me this drink saying happy birthday, big 40. Bro, I gave a voice note. He goes, where's the drink? I said, excuse me. He goes, that drink's not yours. That drink belongs to him. Yeah. They said, this is his drink. Can you bring it back next week?
Bumbo, give my drink.
No, my birthday drink. Because it should be chilled. That was a mad thing.
it's a bit warm.
I was mad.
Bro, this is 2013, bro.
We've been mistreating you.
I'm the new signing, bro.
I'm
the new signing, and that's how you lot treat me.
You can't say I'm the new signing.
I'm the new signing.
Yeah, but you're not. Like, that's for the youth players. Billy, we'll bring Billy.
Man said, Libby's too...
Bro.
What? I'm not a new signing.
Libby said, you're too old to be the new signing.
Sterling. What's Sterling doing?
Weghorst.
What are you asking for, man?
It's true.
When you're an older player and you're new, you just got to just blend in.
Man said, happy birthday. Man said, I just joined, then it's happy birthday 40.
It is, man. Real Ferdinand at QPR, fam.
Yeah. That was quick, man. But sorry. I did put it in my diary.
One thing I'm tired of is building up games and them being boring draws.
Yeah. Which is happening a lot.
With Arsenal games. Yeah, I'm sorry.
So do we want to pretend it was good and make entertainment out of it or should we?
Nope.
Don't you think a lot of games have been poor though this season, quality wise? That football quality.
Yeah. It's chess, isn't it? It's chess. Everyone's shook.
I don't like chess.
What do you like?
Well, no. Sorry, that's a lie. I'm actually going to be learning chess with AJ. Me and AJ are doing a little...
Who's AJ?
Anthony Joshua.
I thought you meant AJ Shabill still. I'm not going to lie.
I do like chess, but I don't like chess in football. I like chess over there.
Wait. Everyone wait. Steve-O and AJ playing chess.
That is going to be the
longest chess game in the world.
That's a long game. All
right, Steve-O, you're just going to get... All right, move that bishop and it's me and you. Move that bishop and it's me and you.
So did anything stand out to you lot? Arsenal, Chelsea.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the weekend.
No, we'll get there, man. We'll get there.
I just think it's mad how a player that's so bad was able to score
Martinelli.
In that game, yeah.
And he put it like near post.
No, that was the keeper's half Jamaican. He was going to put it there. You get what I'm saying? But yeah, not enjoying it right now.
I'll be honest, I'm not going to get on this train of... I get it, man. Sometimes good teams cancel each other out. Good players cancel each other out.
It's happening a lot, though.
He's right. It is happening a lot. But in terms of both of those midfields, there was a level of quality in there, isn't it? So, Lavia, Caicedo, maybe saying Caicedo's
turn. It's a good midfield.
It's both sides, so it's going to cancel each other out.
I wanted to ask you, Lippy, because you ain't been here for a minute. Is anything concerning you?
He's concerned, bro. He started rapping again, bro. When a man does that, you know he's getting through it, bro.
The song's on Spotify now too, yeah.
That's illegal.
Who put them on there? That's not
I
you.
I don't know, but they haven't got.
And you're not going to get a penny?
Nah.
Swear down.
He's got about 17 plays, so.
So you should get about.
I should get about 2p.
Adds up, man.
I don't think that's a bit much.
No, real talk, though. Are you concerned? How do you feel?
Nah, I'm concerned. In regards to our league challenge, I'm concerned. But like, United fans looking in my face, I don't understand that. I'm not that level of concern. Like, you're looking at me like I'm with you.
Bro, you are with us. Bro, you're with us. You're with us.
No.
Don't put on the glasses.
Bro, you're closer to us than you are to him.
That's
yeah, but
fine.
I don't. But that you
that's
see football.
Fine.
You
no,
see
points wise.
You see how it works.
You love Arsenal,
bro. You could, bro. Because one loss and you drop down the league.
We're not gonna lose though.
You're not gonna lose again. You're not gonna lose again.
I don't think we're gonna lose for a while.
What's a while? Rest of the year?
I'm joking. No, I don't. I don't think we'll lose for the rest of the year.
Are we at a stage now where teams can lose because they're all gonna be losing against each other?
Wide open.
Because before, in my heyday, it was you lost two games, you're out.
Hey, come, don't, title, your heyday is now. Don't do that.
No,
my heyday's
man.
Always. What, when are you talking about two and your title's done? Because
when Man United went their first game away to Arsenal, if they lost that, season done. Because Arsenal was going to win all their games.
No. Now, that's more the case. Now, old school, you could win win the league 4 or 5 times. Like,
but he was in your day.
He was away.
The numbers that are accumulated now are unseen.
Unseen. Do you know what I mean?
They're unseen.
Because before, the team that won the league would probably lose 2 or 3.
Yeah, 2 or 3.
The next team's lost like 4 or 5.
You don't have to
now,
beat your...
The top three, like third has lost like 3, 4 games.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, it's mad. Look at the season. You lot lost
one
game that
and
season.
Second.
And didn't win the league.
Second, 97 points.
That's crazy.
Interesting, but again, you're of my era. You do remember that's how they made it look though.
Yeah, they made it look like that because it was such a gulf in between third and the rest, because it was top three them times, mm-hmm, isn't it? Mm-hmm, you're talking mm-hmm, top three times, mm-hmm, isn't it? It's such a massive gulf between third and fourth, fifth, and the rest of this. But that's I'll be honest, that was a money gulf as well. In all honesty, those three teams.
Go on, Liverpool. Because you weren't involved still.
No, we weren't involved.
Yeah, you weren't involved.
We were fighting to get in there.
Yeah,
you absolutely.
Okay, put the gun down.
I know, I'm just chilling because I don't understand it. As soon as we talk about Arsenal, yeah.
What is your
he's
tattoo
hair.
Say? What did your tattoo say?
You have tats.
What?
Oh yeah.
He's got tats.
What did your tattoo say?
I got two, bro. Because it's my wife's and my daughter's name still.
Oh, okay.
It's just calm. It's calm.
Yeah, wife.
Calm. We'll put the gun away.
It's calm. Okay, put the gun down.
No, wife. Hey.
What's the problem?
No, kids, wife.
You want to put your wife on you? You want to tap your wife on you?
No. Let me look right in
would
the camera.
Let me ask you something. Would you tap Margs before your wife?
No. What? Hey,
if you had to pick Margs or your wife?
Margs.
What?
Right, there you go. I was just checking.
You're putting marks
you
on your body.
You need to understand the he's got it in his inner bicep.
Bro, that you're putting marks out here.
Oh, he didn't say where.
That's what I'm saying. That tattoo, you can only see that tattoo.
Never mind.
No behaviour, teamwork.
No, you can't
put
no behaviour.
Yeah, work rate.
You want to put marks and work rate on your upper back?
Marks
on your lower back.
That's a nasty
what are you talking
tattoo.
About?
Marks and workery.
Oh, God.
What? That's what he said he's going to put
about, man? You know how much man them's got there, God forbid he fought, God forbid he hit the stairs like that.
But Marks ain't hit the stairs. He's almost.
The whole Argentinian team's got Messi on them.
Okay, Marks is Messi then.
They've got Messi. Well, in this content creation,
Marks is Messi.
He's Maradona, I'm Messi.
What?
He bring me in. He bring me in.
Maradona's not alive.
Oh yeah.
And he didn't bring in.
All right, then he's Pep. He's Pep. I'm Messi.
Okay, can we bring some order here? Because yes, there's a lot of things.
You want order? That's gonna make sense. I'll have my brethren because I've known Mars for like 30 years.
Mars.
Yeah.
Margs, bro, okay. For 30 years. Yeah. I've been my missus for a rough time. Nothing is guaranteed in love.
But Marks is guaranteed on your chest.
I'm not gonna fall out. Do you fall out of your best mates? You don't.
He does.
Oh, okay, you got some mates.
So we're clearing it up. So you said he was gonna put it on his back.
Why would I do that?
No, he was talking about work rate and Marks. Where would you put him?
Like on hand or something.
On your hand.
Left hand.
On your left hand.
We did a season preview, boys, and we're at an international break. We done seven this season so far last week. Let's look at how wrong we were with our season predictions this week.
I don't think I done them.
You don't think you've done
no,
it?
No, you definitely didn't.
I did it, and I definitely said Arsenal would be first.
Right, well, let's start with, in sixth place, we had Newcastle, who are currently eighth.
That's not that bad.
In fifth place, we had Aston Villa, who are currently ninth.
That's bad.
In fourth place, we had Man United, who are 13th with a new manager.
I wasn't even a part of the show then. I wasn't a part of Filthy when we did this.
What would you have had him?
I probably would have had them 13th because I knew he was going to go through and matching this.
Go on, carry on, my man.
In third place, we predicted Liverpool would finish there, and they're currently first.
Mad thing. 5 points clear, by the way, as of this recording.
I don't think anyone predicted it.
Yeah, even me. I'm a Liverpool fan. I said I was happy with top four. I still am.
Second place, who are currently second, is Man City.
Makes sense.
And then we predicted Arsenal. Well, I say we.
I didn't. Sorry.
We had a lot of Arsenal fans at the time. Yeah. First place was Arsenal, who are currently fourth.
So who did you have to win the league then?
Arsenal.
Arsenal.
Oh. What the f...
Who had Arsenal?
You can see the ball.
I know I went ahead.
I was reading it wrong.
Math. Hey.
Hey. Hey, wait. Hey, you don't know about that one, do you?
I think, do you know what? I think I had them finishing top this year.
No, but let's have it right. The lowest anyone said we'd come was second, so...
Not me. Remember?
Where did you say?
Top four, I said, you lot, if you can do a top four, I said, you lot should be happy. Only because, not because of you lot, because of all the teams are improving, you're going to have Chelsea.
Who did you say
back.
Would come second?
I probably said Liverpool, and I probably went with...
Arsenal third.
Steve, I just got word from Alan. Steve, Alan in the gantry just said you had Arsenal finishing.
I don't believe it. Honestly, yeah, I didn't believe it. Yeah, I don't believe it.
This is what I'm saying. So are they a disappointment? Can we get to the first part? Because we're talking about Arsenal right now. Are they disappointment?
Why do you always start? Can I start?
Before we delve into our predictions, let me tell you our bottom three, predicted bottom three. Well, I don't know why this is like this. 20th place, who are currently 20th, Southampton. We predicted that correctly.
So you don't know why it's like that? That's perfect prediction.
I don't know. Wait. 19th, Ipswich, currently 17th. They got their first win in 22 years against Spurs.
That's where it would come.
18th, currently 12th, is Bournemouth.
That was mad.
I think that's mad.
Everyone said because Solanke went in it, everyone thought it was over. Mm.
Yeah, but there's still the three teams
folded
up.
I'll be honest with you, on the 14th of August, I'm not sure if Solanke had gone to Spurs by then.
I think it was rumoured.
It was done.
I think it was done. I think it was. He went into the season, a Tottenham player.
Yeah,
100%. He went into the season. Yeah.
Surprises so far is that we had Chelsea 8th and they're now joint 3rd.
Every time I think about Chelsea and how much they cook right now, I think about Ellis. And the time I sat next to him and said, mate, your team. And he was like,
Is that why he's not back?
No, I don't know. But all I'm saying is I went there. I saw them in my eyes. I'm not even sure if he's been to a game this year.
No, don't do that.
He's a proper Chelsea fan.
He posted one yesterday.
Oh, yesterday. So after, now they're winning. But I went to one early.
You only sing when you're winning.
Trust me. And I saw it in my own eyes. I was like, mate, this midfield, what they're doing. And anyway, the rest is history.
We predicted Forest to finish 17th. And they're joint 3rd. They're sitting in 5th.
But we're in November. Like, we've played 10 games. Like, there's 20, what? 28 more games?
Oh, well, listen. Forget.
Sorry, can I say something?
27?
Stop doing maths on the show. Trust me. Just allow it.
Is it 27?
Loons. Don't worry. Don't even poke holes in the predictions. If anything, just predict how close they stay to that.
I think it's all going to be, other than the top.
Do you think they finish top 10?
Who?
I think they'll finish top 10.
Forest?
Nah.
Unless they lose players in January.
It's all pretty close margins though.
It is, man. Chris Wood's going to stop doing that, man. Boys, come on, man. We got to get out
Can
of this.
I get a, am I bad? Do you lot remember when I tweeted months ago about Chris Wood being a good signing for Arsenal?
We don't remember.
The number 9?
We don't remember. Steve-O, we don't remember any of your tweets.
You do. Let's be honest. You remember it.
We don't remember a single one of your tweets.
Did you say that Chris Wood should be play for Arsenal?
Yeah. About a year ago.
New filthy rule.
Don't bring tweets.
Yeah, and him scoring at Forest don't mean.
Yeah, him scoring at Forest don't mean nothing. I remember him getting a move to Newcastle because he's a good
player. He didn't
score
there.
It doesn't matter because he didn't get the service. But when he gets the service, and Arsenal are providing service, but they don't have no one to finish it.
It's about service. It's about he's playing against high lines. He's playing against teams that are just going at Forest. So. Yeah.
But a lot of his stuff's been good finishes in the 6-yard box.
He's a good player.
That doesn't change.
But the second you're at Newcastle, less 13, 14 teams in the league are seeing you as a better team than them. So they're going to low blocks, depress and everything. Forest, most of the teams they played this year,
other than the promoted teams.
Even the promoted team. Mm. If you're a promoted team and you get Forest,
you see that,
this
that's
is
the game.
Opportunity
you think can do it.
We've got to get some points here, really.
They're really good at the fast break now. Yeah. And set pieces.
But this is what I'm going to say. With Chris Wood, you're saying the service that Forest give Chris Wood, Arsenal not provide that service, like to the bylines and balls into.
Hey, with 42 crosses a game, you never like.
But Arsenal got 42 crosses.
Loads of crosses.
And that set pieces.
Odegaard cross it. They go for yesterday. They come from a set piece.
There was probably one good cross.
Not a set piece. A cross. Odegaard back stick.
Yeah, that was a good pass. But that's not a Chris Wood pass though. Chris Wood don't get on the end of that. Yeah, he don't get on the end of that.
We had Brighton finishing. We had Brighton finishing 11th. They also joint third. The table is the difference between 11th and third though is 3 points.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. It's a Royal Rumble.
And how easy is it to get a win in the Premier League?
It's not easy.
Exactly. So you can say that it's only 3 points. Get those 3 points.
Yeah. You know Lippy, let me ask you. Did you think Arsenal would drop off this much?
Nah. But one thing I will say that's like a counter to all the fans, that some of the Arsenal fans, some of the rival fans, our drop off is fourth, innit? Mm-hmm. So it's not that. 3 years ago, that would be the best we could be.
But can I say again, it's not that we're bringing a tweet here. This is something I think I brought to this table. Mm-hmm. And that was when I actually said, it's going to be very difficult for Arsenal. Like if you lot do finish top four, but you've battled for all of the cups and champions, done a good Champions League run, all of it, you should be happy with that. That's how tight it is. So when I said that, they thought I was mocking. I wasn't mocking. Chelsea were coming back. Liverpool were coming back to take more points off teams that they didn't last year. You know what I mean? So, like, Arsenal, you've had it nice for the last couple of years because there's been a lot of teams that have been off the pace.
Had it nice,
no, but maybe not. Maybe I'm the wrong words.
I hear what you mean. Yeah.
Now it's time to really show that you really are.
It was easier to win the league. But you know what it is? It's going to be one of them ones. Is it easier to win the league? Because we might... This season might pass and we might think this was the season that we could do it because City have dropped off. You get me? Liverpool are doing well, but I still don't think
I said it to every Arsenal fan. There's no excuse this season. You have to win the league. Yeah,
because I think that's true.
They were the second best team. City without Rodri lose more games. But quickly to you, did you see what he just said? Chelsea's going to be back. Liverpool's going to be back to nick team points off those teams in and around him. You know, he didn't mention Man U.
Oh, but we got a new manager.
Those points.
Oh, listen,
you're sixth.
I like what you're doing. But remember, ain't we like 4 points off the top?
What the top? Man thinks it's the top.
He said top four.
Support Liverpool, bro.
Carragher said that Arteta has gone from Pep to Jose. To that, you say what?
Well, again, Paella Pulis, isn't it? That's what they're calling him right now. Because Paella Pulis, that's the football right now. Who's you lot are playing like Stoke. That's what they're saying. You man, no. That's
day.
Hey, listen. No, hold on. Let's really understand it right now. These lot are sending mad crosses into the box. Again, they can only score from set pieces. Tell me how that's different from a Stoke side.
Okay, then. But this is my thing. If it's so easy, but this is
I'm
the
just
thing.
Saying,
this
in the Champions League, let me finish this. In the Champions League, they're crossing like they've got 6 foot players, and they haven't. Their players are tiny.
They literally do have 6 foot.
No, I'm saying, again, in the box to this, in the box
Havertz
to, the,
is 6 foot
to the players that are in the box, these players that you're passing to, they can't do it. You ain't got no Peter Crouches in there that are good in the air. You man, I'm just saying, what you're doing right now is the football that you're seeing is not a sexy football from the past. Right now, it's set piece, corners.
We got the biggest team in the league, probably. You know.
No. But what we're not going to do is you can't say you're crossing like there's 6 foot four people in the box. And then when he says there's 6 foot four people in the box, you move the goalpost to 7 foot. Let's not do that at this tables, please.
But I understand this. Understand this, yeah? Is Havertz good in the air?
Yes.
How many goals is he? Very good in the air.
I remember him scoring one for
goals. Tell me how many goals he scored. Tell me how many goals he scored. 10.
I think two of his goals this season haven't been in the air. And
10.
KG, let's address something.
10. All right, wait. We appoint to the table. 10 headed goals.
So you knew this.
Career. Yeah.
That's narcissist.
10 headed goals in his career. Go on.
10 headed goals in his career.
Wait. Everyone wait. KG, cite your sources.
10 headed goals.
You're telling me,
I'm telling you, it's 10 headed goals. 10 headed goals.
In his career.
Hang about. Let me go. So I hear what you've done. I see what you've done. Then let me go.
There you go. Because I'm the only one you lot want to fact check at the table.
No, by the way. No. Can I go? Can I say one?
No. Because what it is, brother.
What it is?
That's a stat. Now he can still be good in the air. And without not scoring, scored,
exactly.
Not scoring.
Some of the best aerial players in the league do not score.
He does nice sets.
So when they're crossing it to him, they cross it with the intention of him setting it down. That's what Arsenal did.
But he has done a lot. He usually brings a lot of things down.
Can I address it to who?
If he sets it down, he's good in the air.
Hey, Jordan.
Let him go.
Let me go. Because we need to address something.
You lot are lying at this table, you know.
I'm a liar. All right, let me just say something. I wasn't on this episode, but I watched the episode.
Oh, no.
Left footed draft episode. KG asked, is Saka left-footed? He doesn't watch Arsenal.
Okay, bro. Hey. Because now this has gone to a court. So how do you respond to that?
Check it. Ask Lippy. Wait, hold on. I'm going to respond, yeah?
No, ask him.
Because we're here. I'm here.
Let's do this.
Ask Lippy, have I not called him for the last how many weeks? Because I do a thing called a hate along, and the only team I watch to hate is Arsenal. When I call you, have you answered the phone?
How can I answer the phone to a man that don't know what Saka strong foot is?
Have you answered the phone? And then he messaged me after, he said, I knew it was you, I didn't want to hear it.
Did you know what foot Saka was?
Nah, hey, listen, I asked the question. I just asked the question. Before I said, is Odegaard left
footed? I hold you in contempt.
Is Odegaard left footed?
No, I just said it because I'm not, remember, when I'm watching the ball, I'm not saying raw, what foot is
it? No. You should know, brother.
You can't miss it.
No, I'm not doing that.
No.
I'm not doing that, though.
You can't miss it.
It can't be an argument.
But I'm not doing that.
Bro, there's players I've never seen play. I know what they're strong.
But it doesn't, no, but it, bro, that doesn't matter. I'm still watching the game. I'm telling you, there's videos.
He's watching them waist up.
I hear it. Right now, it looks crazy. But do you know what's mad, yeah? I feel this, I'm not going to lie, I feel like there's a lot of people against me in this one.
Yes.
And I don't understand. Because all I'm doing is talking about Arsenal and how they're flopping. And now all the room is against me right now. I spoke about 42 crosses. You lot are telling me he's good in the air because he knocks it down. Everything I brought to the table, you're not happy about it.
I wanted you to offer hate, KG. I wanted you to offer
yes.
hate. And you bought bad facts. You said they don't cross well.
They don't.
You said they're not good in the air.
Okay.
You said he's got 10 career headers.
Yes.
And honestly, if he was my lawyer, I'd be nicked.
You're in jail. Your client's going down.
Right now, no, listen. Right now, yeah, the end of the day, what you have to look at is Arsenal are not where they need to be.
And your junior clerk's not even helping.
No, it doesn't matter. Arsenal are not where they need to be. And everyone right now on this table is deflecting. Everyone said they're going to finish first.
Not me.
Wait, Onan, the whole room, most of the room said they're going to finish first and they are now fourth behind Chelsea.
Right, let me ask you something.
Only 10 games,
can
bro.
Arsenal finish first?
No.
Can you not?
We literally can. We can finish first. We won't, but we can.
Are you happy to sacrifice? Like you guys have sacrificed good, like well-played football, which Arsenal's been known for. Are you happy that you guys sacrificed that?
I still think we play good football. I personally think that's a myth.
You think you guys been playing good recently?
We play from the back. We play good football. It's just we don't go forward.
One shot on target against Newcastle. One shot on target against Newcastle.
Again, that is the word of a man that didn't watch the game. It's as simple as that.
Hey, that's how I made up.
No, it's true, but anyone could tell you that.
I brought this up the other week. I don't think you guys really know how to play without Odegaard.
That's a fact. I hear that.
Is that an issue?
Ooh,
I said it to KG, didn't I? I said, I think a large part of the way we play is because of how he plays. The press, the way he could just knock it round tight corners and everything. When he's not there, we look lost.
And he's also like stress relief for other players. Like,
yeah.
Like he's someone, no matter what's going on, you could be getting dust and you can drop it off to Odegaard.
And he'll keep it.
Yeah.
And your get out of jail free card for that is a set piece or just hoping Saka does something. Saka's injured now, isn't it?
You know what I've realised? KG, you are legal aid.
Yeah. Free, yeah?
No, because what's happening right now? No. I like what you did. I like what you did just there. But then are we going to get, because the cold hard facts are true, yeah?
What's the cold hard facts?
How much money has their manager spent?
KG,
Can't we focus on Man United? I'm just saying right now, it's a normal question. How much money did he spend? 800, is it 800 million?
100 million a season.
That's wait, hold on. Normal. Should there not be a replacement for Odegaard in 5 years? In what phase
are
we in? One.
Bro, what are you talking about?
Odegaard was the replacement for Ozil, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
Who's the, wait, so now he's injured, so there should be no one else.
So we should replace our captain. Is that what you're saying?
Stop talking to him
seriously.
No, because I'm still locked in, bro. I'm sick of this, bro.
I'm so deep into this nonsense.
Frozo. It's Frozo.
I just had to put my goggles on.
Bro, swim. Lippy, swim. Swim.
You know I can't swim. I didn't even know what to do with my arms. I did not know what to do with my arms.
Hey, what are they, swimming goggles?
Come on, bro. I gotta stay ready.
I thought it was skin.
What did you tell me the other day?
What?
There's something else you told me that you're qualified to do.
Scuba diving.
Lifeguard.
Lifeguarding and scuba diving.
You said something like you fit panels or something. Did you
tell me? Air conditioning. Yeah. I install air conditioning, bro, units.
You see this guy?
Yeah, bro.
He's not 25, you know.
James Milner.
Bro, he just, bro. It was P back then as well.
Hey, do you remember his old school partner? Marston.
Yeah.
Have you seen his character, Enoch? And he wears the helmet.
With the helmet.
The back of his head. And he goes, I took my driving license course, my bus driver course, I done my Uber.
And they're sitting next to each other, by the way. So it makes sense.
Yeah, guns and pork, man.
Anyway, did you lot think City would lose 4 games in a row? Would you lot have put a bill down on that at the start of the season?
No.
So wait, hold on. I just want to check. Yeah. The Arsenal part's done and you lot happy with that? Everything's fine?
You got more?
What, you got nothing,
bro, legal aid, you didn't put
he
down
He said
nothing.
To you, you got a whole segment of Arsenal hate. And man said, 10 headers. 10 headers is mad.
We threw stuff and then you lot hit it back. But it weren't good.
Brother,
it wasn't good.
You a clear
it's
run
fine.
Win.
No, and it's fine. It wasn't clear. Don't tell me it's clear.
Brother, he agreed with you. He said, mate, yeah, I agree. We should be doing better.
We talked about Odegaard. Remember, I spoke about Odegaard. Is there a replacement for him? And they said that there's Ozil. They said that he's a replacement for Ozil. He said the replacement for Odegaard. Wait, Ozil's Ozil's replacement.
You've come here with your tone and your attitude looking for trouble.
He's on him. He's
yeah,
on
one sec. Shush, brother. Like, we're not here. Because he agreed. He agreed with a lot of things.
No. Wait. We have to understand as
it.
A group,
yeah,
we didn't attend this birthday.
Oh, so he's a bit upset.
There's some hidden resentment that's coming
man.
Out in that, right,
cool,
man.
We're sorry.
Even though I did.
Let's do the man. No, I don't want happy birthday for no one in this room. Go on, let's go.
Do you want the black happy birthday or the white happy birthday?
Is your birthday today?
I used to start it. Go on.
Big up yourself. Never smile up your chest.
Come on.
What's
Big
that?
Up yourself. Never smile up.
Come on.
Big up yourself. Never smile up your chest. Big up yourself. Never smile up.
Let's go.
Big up yourself. Never smile up your chest.
KG.
When is the happy birthday bit come?
Birthday. I know, innit?
Okay.
Birthday, you. It's your birthday.
Did you make this up?
Yeah.
I was about to say, because if black people are meant to know this, I'm white. I was saying like... <My God. laughs> I'm seeing Steve, I'll sing along. I was like... I was like, my family's
Hey, I'm musical, I can pick up things. That's what I was like. I just had musical.
This must be the Guyanese one.
Yeah, but big up yourself, man. You already know, man. You know black, you're all black, man. You know each other, man. Big up yourself.
Can we talk about City for a second though?
That's what we yeah.
That's what we're trying to move to.
Because
KG reversed the car.
They've lost 4 in a row, yeah?
Yes.
I still think they can win the league though.
Oh, facts.
I don't think they're drop-off as anything like Arsenal's. Arsenal lose a game, it's like, yep, these men are shaky.
Do you think they're going to get angry and buy a madman, yes. wicked man DM?
Broski.
Who?
All right, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen.
There we go.
Go on.
I'm going to tell you they're going to get Zubimendi and win the league, bro.
Is he not left yet? He's not left the team.
I think that could happen.
They're going to go get Zubimendi. I think that could happen.
I think I like that, you know.
I'm scared.
No, but you've made a gap and you might not drop off. That's one.
I believe what's happened as well, though, is you lot have got, especially you, and it's typical you, mate, like, they're going to get Zubimendi and they're going to win. Shut up, bro. He's a single player. That's not how football works, bro.
Nah, but he would be very good.
You lot have been gashed. You've seen him play, like, not so much. You know your football. I'm not, like, we all know our football in it, but a lot of people have only seen him play in that one
Euros.
Game.
I see him in whole Euros.
In that Euros. You know, I'm like, come on, man. City need more than that. They need a geezer that can bloody link up play more than Haaland. Now the teams have found out about City.
But you see what, Steve? You see why one player can actually change your team. I hate going back to my team, but Gravenberch, like, he was at our squad. we needed a six.
Go to another team.
And no, because I can't think of one.
You don't think Mo Salah's pulled his finger out a little bit this season?
No, but he's still doing the numbers. Gravenberch has come out. He wasn't starting.
But he was sulking last year.
I think this Gravenberch thing's a bit reactionary.
Yeah, again.
Bro, he's linking everything.
No, but you lot are good. Bro, let me land.
We were starting with Endo yesterday, last season.
No, Liverpool's the next question. Don't worry.
Endo, we was doing McAllister. It's now Gravenberch.
Yeah, but
it gives everyone else more of a license.
You came third.
We conceded the least amount of goals.
With Endo, bro.
We conceded the least amount of goals.
No, as much as I hear that, last season, yeah.
We've dropped 3 points.
Last season, everyone thought you'd drop off, yeah? Because of the signings you'd made. You didn't get Lavia, didn't get Caicedo. You got
and we had Ryan Gravenberch.
Yeah. And then,
better than all of them.
Listen. Then you bought in a Japanese boy, yeah? And
facts.
You think?
You were fine.
Hundo.
And it looked like if he was better, you would have taken a serious run at the league. And that's all it is. Gravenberch is now better than my man at the moment.
So let me ask you this. While we're here on Liverpool, we've gone from City. Did you think with only one signing and a new manager that you lot would go this far?
No. Me, I said top four. Anything else is a bonus. I weren't even doing the cup. I wanted to do a proper, like, in and amongst it, either trip up the champions, stop someone getting it, or, you know, I thought it was just, well, I just wanted to be, like, how my man slotted in, no pun intended, loads of pun intended.
That was good, though.
You know what I'm saying? As it worked, he's made players, like, all this inverted stuff, Trent, stay there.
What would you add if you could? One signing. Obviously, don't say Mbappe or something.
Nah, I wouldn't take him anyway.
Me neither.
You wouldn't take him back? Chill. Chill. Go, please.
I would go for, yeah. It's going to be a weird one, right? Because I'll just stick with what we got.
Jesus Christ.
Brother, we asked you to bring in one signing, brother.
Oh, yeah, for real. He did.
Man said no.
I've never heard a longer load of bullshit.
I've got to think of... You can't just think of a player.
All right, Lippy. You're a Liverpool manager.
You're at this table because you think quick.
Mm-hmm. You know the 11. You know Liverpool's 11. Mm-hmm. What one player would you add to that?
I would have taken Declan Rice. I would have got in there before Arsenal. Stop Arsenal from getting him and building. Liverpool would have that solid six base.
Do they need a Declan Rice when they have a Curtis Jones?
No.
It's too different. But the last time they had a robot... Yeah, in that midfield,
a six.
You were the best team in the world.
All right. Let me just land. We don't play that football no more.
Yeah, but we don't play that. You don't win the league.
We don't play that football no more, right? You could do that. You've got that player, this combative midfielder with a little clip and a sideway pass, bro. We need a ball carrier. Go on, Gravenberch. He takes two players out of the game. He drives the ball forward. He's won like 86 of his aerial duels. 67% of his ground duels. Big drip. Go on, check Declan Rice. Gravenberch is better. He's a better addition than Declan Rice would ever be.
Loons, would you replace Nunes?
Darwin.
Yes.
Yours is number one. So, I would replace my number two.
You'd replace your number one.
No, I wouldn't.
Jota's the most injury... He's more injury prone than the person that you bought.
But your striker don't even score.
Oh, no.
It's not about us. Oh, man. Brother, look at me, man. It's not about us.
Yeah, I'm just going to keep my guns up.
No, put it down, bro. We're asking you... Bro, like...
The army's gone.
All right.
So go on.
Like, end of the day... We've got a good youth system.
Would you replace Jota, yes or no?
No, I wouldn't replace Jota.
Okay. All right, KG, add some hate.
I'm not just here to add hate. I'm just here to really see the conversation go around the right way.
I saw you squinting, though.
No, because he said he wouldn't sign Mbappe. Like, Mbappe couldn't play for Liverpool.
I didn't say that. I just said I wouldn't sign him.
You know what that means? That means Liverpool are not going to win the league. Because when Arsenal fans said that about Martinelli, God said hello.
It's true.
You have just done it. There was no comparison.
You're comparing. Bro, would you swap?
You just said you don't want Mbappe.
Arsenal's one was Martinelli and 100
no,
mil
it, no, it wasn't.
For
no,
it, Mbappe.
No, it
and
wasn't.
And Robbie said, no, it wasn't. No.
Gee, that isn't what... They just said, could Mbappe get into this Arsenal team? And Robbie sat there and was like...
I don't think so, you know?
I don't think so, you know? Because Martinelli...
But he just done. But he said you could add one player. No, that's but what
I'm not saying for talent. I'm just saying because of what's going on at Madrid. He's spoiling the change room. I like what's going on at my team right now.
We don't
now.
Know that for sure.
Well, we can see it. See what's happening on the pitch. They lost 4-0, 5-0 in a row. Two games in a row.
Lost 1-4-0 yesterday and scored a hat-trick.
Okay, he didn't score. Mbappe didn't score, bro. Vinny did.
No,
so Diaz over Mbappe, yeah?
No, but it's not about that.
I'm asking now. It's a new question.
Oh, what? Left wing? Because Mbappe plays up top for them.
Left wing.
Left wing. I'll take Vinny, absolutely.
Okay.
No, right. Mbappe.
Let's move on. Let's move on. Please, let's move on.
KG.
Let's move on.
Let's just KG. Move on,
bro. This ain't right, bro. This ain't right. This ain't right. And then you said, then he said it as well. Then what? You said you wouldn't take Mbappe.
I hate
as well.
The way he kicks ball.
At Man United, you wouldn't take Mbappe at Man United.
You want bad Man United football with Mbappe involved?
You're mad, you know. Oh, so man. He says, where about Mbappe?
Mbappe left wing make Liverpool the best team in the world.
Yeah.
I'm not even joking. Yes, they do. Mbappe and Salah. Are you crazy, bro? That's too much.
He's got tickets. He's got tickets.
I Mbappe down the middle, maybe.
No.
What?
You don't want to play down the middle, bro.
You can't play down
you're
the
not
middle.
Playing wide. We don't want you wide. The wide men have got different jobs at Liverpool.
That's the same reason why he chose Martinelli over Mbappe. Talking about Martinelli works back. When you got Mbappe, you don't need to work back.
We got Salah, bro.
You'd have two though. But you had Mane and Salah. What was going on?
Facts.
Mane was working, boys. Mbappe
won't work.
No, he won't. Stop it, man.
He won't. He's not lying. He's thinking
bro,
logically.
Mbappe sprints everywhere, you know. That's literally his problem. He tries too hard. That's his issue.
Like the Madrid didn't think logically. It was never going to work.
Free. That's because they got three left wingers up front.
Yep, there you
if
go.
And got Saka, Cole Palmer and Salah up front. It's not going to work.
But that's what you're telling him to do by getting Mbappe.
Yeah.
Work
the same angle.
Exactly.
You ain't know you. Who wants the left angle? Nunes only.
Got Gakpo's there, Diaz.
No, over God. Mbappe.
No, it's not Gakpo. Over. It's not over. It's not about that, bro. We got a good, because you see if your team's working well. You see you're a man, the car's driving smooth. Let me take out the clutch. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? Let's talk.
You're saying
you're in the Champions League.
So him and his Corsa, they've asked. We're if not you want to replace your Corsa
with a Mercedes,
with a Merc.
All right.
You
if
know
this
what? This
Corsa's top of the Champions League.
To be, I've never crashed in this. I've never killed anyone.
Is it quite a Corsa though? Is it quite a Corsa?
Right, let me ask you. Let me say this. I think what it is though. What he's saying is he's got a Land Rover, and then you're trying to get him to get a sports car.
Land Rover. Oh, yeah, I've got a Defender. We got a Defender. We got a Defender.
I think it's a Volvo. I think it's a Volvo, but a nice Volvo though.
What, Diaz?
The nice Volvo.
No.
We're
a Defender, bro. Virgil and all
I'm
that.
I'm saying, so you top keep team. Your Defender for the-
I'll keep my G-Wagon.
Rolls-Royce Cullinan.
I'll keep my G-Wagon. I'll keep my G-Wagon.
Cullinan. We got a G-Wagon top card. It's got a Cullinan.
You got a Transformer now, bro. The thing just keep changing.
Well, let's swap, man.
Ain't it, man?
Yeah, let's-
All right.
Boys, did you lot think Chelsea would be pushing for top? Well, to be fair, top three, let alone top four.
I did. I'm just going to stay quiet because everything I said, which was way against the grain, it's all come true so far.
I think this is your moment. Me, Percy, I think this
nah,
is
Nah, I'm not going to
yeah,
do
no,
it.
No, honestly.
This is your moment.
Go.
The floor's yours.
Yeah.
Listen, it doesn't take a rocket science.
Yeah, stop.
It doesn't take a rocket science.
It doesn't take a rocket science.
It doesn't take a rocket science.
To do maths.
To do it. But I was ready on the moment.
I like that.
It doesn't take a rocket science.
Nah, don't worry. It's out of edit.
It's not. They leave it in all the time.
It's out of edit.
Boys. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to have realised that Chelsea... I said it wrong again.
No, you didn't.
No, Daniel's good.
Daniel, anyway, listen. Anyone could see that Chelsea's...
The sentence was so angry, hey, bro.
That's Route 1.
He took away all the passes.
Route 1 football. Yeah. I went Arsenal on them. But listen, yeah, anyone could see that Chelsea, what they were cooking with those young players. They were all good players.
All of them.
All good players. Weren't like, oh, that's a bad sign. And it was like, oh, no, that makes sense. It was just, there were so many of them. So it was about getting someone that could handle it. They've finally brought in the right guy.
Yeah,
it would
cold.
Seem.
He's cold, man.
And now you've got all of the weapons at your disposal.
So you think they finished top four, yeah?
I said they're coming. Okay. And if they wasn't coming top four, they were coming to take points off the top four people, which is gonna have its say,
remember,
you know?
I asked if we thought they could win the league. And it's only because of how you lot are moving.
You know, what the goggles is doing is pushing. It's
your brain.
You got
yeah, because you can't, bro. Your head can't breathe.
I know you're not
your
thinking straight.
Your forehead can't breathe, bro.
You can't be just thinking straight.
Bro, don't watch my fashion, innit, Carl? This is my choice, innit?
Put your hood up, man. Yeah, yeah, that's bad.
Like, hey,
yeah.
Hey, by the way, this is... Yeah, this we are. We're fully gone. We're fully gone that way.
You know what? Can I ask a question?
Go on.
Well, it's not even a question. I think that.
So why did you say that then?
Because I thought it was a question and okay. I thought about it.
Cool.
That's what happens when you think. Mm. So, you see, Caicedo, yeah, mm-hmm. good example of a player that like we killed him first season at Chelsea. People were on him, just be like, bro, this guy's robbed. He's finished. Like this guy can't even like he wasn't even getting into the squad.
I believe he deserved that though. He was playing bad.
But we knew what he could do, and
not
now we're
really.
Seeing...
No, we didn't. We only saw him for 2 years at Brighton, and we saw him play right back.
Yeah, don't worry, man. Me and Steve-O are advocates for don't let purple patches fool you.
Do you think that was a purple patch his time at Brighton?
Don't get it twisted. It was a good 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good 2 years, but
it's 2 years at purple patch.
No, there's a boy at Brighton right now that looks just as good as him. Like Brighton, you can see teams at Brighton. You're playing for them, working system. You're gonna look good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Buy
Matoma and see what happens.
There you go.
No.
Buy him.
But that was a purple patch.
He's still wicked. Bad boy touch, dribbler, everything.
But again, it's still a risk to take him out of that environment. And start at
a big club.
You get what I'm saying?
And do that here. It's not gonna work.
You done something today when you came into the studio. You spoke about it's a setup, bro. It's a good assist. It's a good assist. You wanted to talk about Cole Palmer, bro.
Yes, I did.
You wanted to talk about Cole Palmer. So,
what's your beef with Cole Palmer? Do you want to bring him up on charges?
I do want to bring him up on charges.
See, here we go.
I do.
All right, state your charges.
Little disclaimer first.
TPO.
Clearly an amazing player. You understand? For the little we've seen of him, that's not no purple patch. The U is dangerous. But for his whole time in the Prem, I feel like he comes up a bit short against the better team.
You think?
Yeah, because I think, don't get it twisted, they definitely mind him. Like, we had a plan for
him.
He's
a small game player.
No way, man. Don't do this.
I'm asking.
When you've got a plan for him, it's not that he can't do anything. He doesn't like it. You can see it. He's trying to do the little fake smile thing every time the camera's on him, licking free kicks into the wall twice in a row. He doesn't like difficult games, bro. You don't like him.
I expect more from you, bruv. He's balled out.
So you're his defence.
So long.
You're his defence, yeah?
I'm 100% his defence. He's a great player. Even yesterday, I see him do a few little touches. I'm just like, he's
rubbish.
His class. No. It was difficult for him because it was such a rubbish game. It was the chess game. Yeah. But there was still amazing touches that he's done.
His ability is what it is. You saw that from City, innit? It don't take a rocket science to
free it. Bro, can I add my point? The Caicedo one.
Go on, yeah, sorry, finish.
My whole thing was, are we giving players enough time to land?
No, we haven't been giving them enough time to land, and that is a clear example,
but
Caleb.
You don't have the same time. You don't get time to land now.
No, but we should. We've just, that's just proven.
Even Gravenberch.
Thank you.
There you go.
I was going to say that.
How much did Gravenberch cost?
30 mil.
There you go. My man cost 100 mil. You don't get the same grace.
No. 100M. Nah, 100M. I'll be honest. 100M.
You walk in
you
do things.
100, for 100 million, you want them to add to your team immediately.
I think it's kind of perfect that Savage Dan has just walked in, a Chelsea fan. Dan? Would you like to sit in between Loons and Lippy?
Yeah, I'll just sit between.
Challenging for the league table.
I want to ask you the same question, Dan.
Wait, you sure we can sit on this table? Challenging for the league? Chelsea?
Yeah, we're challenging for the... 100% we're challenging. Are you crazy?
You gave him both your mics.
Bro, Liverpool are done anyway, I reckon. Liverpool are done, bro.
I think
Liverpool are done.
Let him land.
I'm really disappointed in Arsenal.
Oh, no. Take the mic now.
Give him the goggles.
I'm really disappointed, bro.
That's why he needed the mic.
Let him go.
From that game.
What did you take away from that game?
You should have won.
Chelsea should have won.
I think so.
Nah.
But we were lucky to get a draw in the end. But.
Yes.
But just on the grand scheme of things, yeah, I'm looking at Arteta and I think it should be Arteta out.
Do you think that your left winger is your right winger and you've got no left winger?
We don't speak about that. Do you know what it is? I'm going to take a leaf out of Loons' book.
Oh, you're going to tell him privately as well?
I'm not going to. Cool. I've got to protect my players.
I think your left winger's on Kunku.
Trust me.
All right, do you know what? I want to see Yao Felix back in the mix because he's the most talented player in our squad, if you ask me. But he must be a joke, man, because no manager wants to play.
Why is this? I don't understand.
He's a bit of a diva.
Is it what we're saying, what Loons was saying about for the actual squad, which the manager knows what he wants, is he not doing the other side, the football?
I reckon he's just the joke, man. He has to be.
It is to play him when you've got Madueke, Neto, Red. These are pace, direct, even Mudrik. You're going to see
but
them
I'm
as
saying,
a...
Do you know what it is? Here's what I'm a Cole Palmer fan, like everyone is, yeah? Uh-huh. However...
Apart from Lippy, by the way.
No, I'm a Cole Palmer fan. I just think he was rubbish yesterday.
I don't
him
think
and Saka were rubbish.
My thing is this. Well, what's wrong?
This rivalry is real. They're really ups.
We're ups, bro.
I thought they was doing the 40-year-old joke thing. Flipping.
Dan, don't laugh. You're here, man.
I'm 33. I'm 33, bro. Let's look at all your headpieces compared to mine, man. Mine's
come on, hats off to you.
Huh?
Afro.
Oh! Are your fin? Are your biggest fin?
Wait, hold on. Hold on. Let's stop. Hold on.
Hey, you got the Kakarot.
He's got the Kakarot.
He's got the Kakarot, bro.
The Mark Morrison.
Hey, you man.
No, don't do that. No, both of you, man. I can't do that. You lot just, you lot.
You roll back the years.
Stop for a second. Bro, as a bald man, yeah? You man, it's long now.
Nah, they're good. He's,
bro,
are
you see how thin?
But
bro,
I could do really deep. No.
Bro, do you see how thin it is?
That's crazy.
No, bro. I leave, take off your hat.
No.
No,
he hurt my feelings.
Let me see.
I could cane roll that.
Let me see, Luz, let's have a look. Let's have a look. Do you
know what, man's got a faded afro.
Hey,
that's
you see
crazy.
Your head looks Lukaku-ish. Compact.
Well, no, let me point out. I didn't know. I
got
didn't
big brain.
I didn't realize until you took off your hat how high your neckline is. No.
Like, huh? Like excuse me.
This collar.
Oh, he's got PK's t-shirt on. What do you mean by that?
Hey, is it guns down or guns
like,
up?
Guns down.
But we haven't finished. We didn't talk about his...
You just said guns down.
Oh, sorry. Cool.
Guns down,
I said guns down.
Your cranium's dry, though.
His is better than it was 5 years ago.
Did you see what...
His is better than it was 5 years ago.
It's true.
Your cranium's dry.
Is it guns down or guns up? Let me know.
Let me...
Bro, did you see what you did when you took your hat off?
No.
It was a matting, yeah. Bro.
All right, be honest though, because I've never been bald. Lotion, up there?
Yeah. I can do whatever, bro. Wash and go.
Do you not see that bald girl, the buff bald girl who shaves her head on Instagram? You, man, must have seen
Rush Hour too. She looks kind of, yeah.
Makaleli's girl.
Yeah. She looks like that. Free.
Lippy, are you, I'll tell her out.
You know what? I'm not, but I understand the Arteta out people.
We're done now, isn't it? We're done waiting. What are we doing?
Would you sack him, yeah?
Have you seen the film Multiplicity?
Excuse me?
Have you seen the film Multiplicity? Michael Keaton, and he keeps multiplying
himself.
What's
that word?
Multiplicity.
He keeps multiplying himself.
Yeah, and then by the time he gets to sort of like the fourth one, it's a bit like Caleb.
Fourth?
Oh, you're saying that as in it's the reborn one, you know when he's... Hey, that's funny.
Who, what's that, a Tom Cruise film?
Nah, Michael Keaton. You should watch that though, Bad Boy film anyway, but you remind me of the
right,
last
do you know
one.
What? Do you know what Arsenal remind me of? There's a Tom Cruise film, yeah? And he keeps coming back to life, like respawning. What's it called?
That's a top film.
Age of Tomorrow.
Top film.
Age of Tomorrow.
Age of Tomorrow, that film is a bad film.
What, bad?
Because he keeps rebooting, yeah?
Yeah.
But he keeps...
Huh?
He keeps getting killed at the same spot.
Yeah.
Over and over and over again.
He moves on a bit.
And that is where Arteta is.
Oh. Are you lot? Nah, man.
Yes.
Aye, man.
Yes.
Nah.
Yes.
I'm sick and tired of Dan, dude. Where did you steal that from? Where did you steal that?
I just got that now because he said Michael Keaton. I thought of Tom Cruise.
Nah, man. Scientology. Remember how he stole the bikinis, you know? He stole the bikini.
Yeah, the bikini one, I heard that recently.
Stole it.
Oh, now you're saying I stole the bikinis. We've heard about bikinis more this year than ever before.
Yeah, man, it's true. It's bloody true. Since he said it, I'm seeing it everywhere.
We don't steal bikinis, by the way.
Arteta's done. Arteta, I think it's over. I think Arsenal are done, you know, because you lost your sporting director. Mm. So now Arteta has to console.
You ain't seen who's next.
You're next.
No, you ain't seen who's next. Rosicky.
Wait, what? He's coming in. Wait, what's why is that for? I don't understand how that's worse than Edu, bro. Why is that worse than Edu? Edu's an idiot. But I'd rather that.
What? Brzezinski's crazy. Hey, bear phoning sick. Bear phoning sick.
Do you know what? Do you know what happens? You get closer, and then you get closer, and then you realize you can't. It's over. Someone's gonna go get like Saliba's gonna go Madrid or something. They're gonna Saliba's break up the whole
Saliba's
thing. Arsenal don't win a league this side of 2040.
Nah, I think we
40.
2040. Bro, you get one shot. I remember Tottenham had their shot, yeah. And they were this close. Hazard
you
ripped
only
it away
get
from
one
them. And
shot,
that's it. They won't get
so
it until
make
25.
It count. Hey, you know how it's you might never you know get right. This moment well, again.
And we
no time for kicking
now. 29 years with the Suarez Gerrard season. That was 29 years.
You only get one shot to make right, look, it right.
How long has it been, yeah? Remember when they say 30 years of hurt? That's when they made that song. It's
that's
now 60.
That's 1996, that was 1996, isn't it?
1966.
Yeah, but 1996 when they made the song.
Yeah, so that's 30 years of hurt. And it's now 2026 almost.
Yeah, yeah.
Come 20, on, man. 60 years. When you get your chance, you don't take it. It's gone.
I got a bet with my out of London people that no team out of London is going to win the league after 2030 for about...
So what?
For a while. Only London exists. I believe that. I'm
not what kind of obscure bet is that?
Do you know what shit? City will fall off. City will... Something will happen, innit? Some kind of Illuminati thing. Everyone's going to have to leave, yeah? United, it's already happened.
Wait.
Liverpool are enjoying the last moments of Northern success.
So Chelsea are going to run the league.
Newcastle will never be there.
I am annoyed by Liverpool.
Newcastle will never be
there.
You're
doing United things.
Nah, not yet.
You're bringing old players back.
Not yet.
Here's the one thing about... Here's what we have now in the league, yeah? We have Liverpool. Arne Slot somehow is just slotted in. Cool. Like, you did it.
Ready.
You got that from me. Yeah?
Maybe he does still. You got that from me. You already know his plagiarism already.
Like, there's something happening. There's something that's going to come and, like, give him a bit of trouble because it's been too easy, right? We leave him. Newcastle,
we'll
forget about them.
Forwarded already, bro.
Don't worry about that. United, aneurysm.
Yeah. Aneurysm. Aneurysm. Ruben aneurysm.
Whoa. You just got his name tatted and you're making aneurysm jokes.
You got him on your chest.
Who? Mugs?
You got mugs on his chest. Oh, sorry. And,
I said, I'd get the City Boys. I'd get a City Boys tattoo before I get my missus tattooed on me. Like, no.
Yeah, City Boy tattoo before. Oh, wait.
No. You're getting your brethren on your chest over your girl.
No, but my thing's mad that I get tats.
Yeah. Like, the way I have a damn tattoo, you won't even know. Yeah. I'll tell you it means something else.
I'm not saying it because I don't love my girl. I'm just saying. Life's fragile.
I've been getting matching tattoos.
Hey, listen, I won't lie to you, yeah? I was under pressure.
Was that when say Bukayo?
No, not Bukayo. What's wrong with you, bro? I'm not
Let me be honest. That's why I asked.
Wait. Don't say Bukayo, bro.
Bukayo Saka.
I ain't got Bukayo tatted. It's Bukola, bro. Now, listen, check this out. Check this out, yeah? I've been with my missus, what, 19 years, 20 years, yeah?
Oh, swear done.
Yeah, 20 years, bro. So even when I went into the shop, I thought, this is serious.
I got something tatted, but only because I needed my missus to get something tatted. I needed my name on her. But I got that a couple times. I got a J, but obviously my son's name
that's
Joshua.
Calm. Yeah, so blend it in.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
You keep it. That man thought I got Mikhail tattooed on me, bro.
You got the Mark's Mashdown tattoo.
No, I'm saying, grow up, man. I'm saying, man.
I got him, you know.
I'm saying I'd rather do it. Right, I'll explain after, because...
Hold on, what would you mean to explain it off?
Because I didn't think it was, right, cool. I'm saying I'd rather get the man that I've known him 30 years. Like,
he's a liar.
No, get the girl's tattoo on is crazy.
How long's left?
10.
5 minutes, yeah. For the last 5 minutes,
yes.
I want to ask you lot,
yes.
You two.
Yeah.
So the bar lead's gone, yeah? Everything should be fine now. So what do you expect? What do you expect?
Boom!
That's a
boom.
Great question.
Hold
I expect top six.
Top six?
Wow.
I was going to say... I expect top six.
I was going to say seventh.
That's not an excuse. That's not nothing to shout about. He said top six.
Yeah. Like, what's mad about that?
I don't know if they could do that.
Oh, what are you saying? Aston Villa and Tottenham?
Yeah. Chelsea, Aston Villa, Tottenham.
If he does more than that, what are you not going to say? Because are you not going to move the goalposts and say he has a good team? What are you going to say?
He's done better than I thought, but that don't mean he's
but
great.
If he hasn't, we're going to laugh. Is that fine?
That's fair. That's fair. That's fair. But then what happens if we go further and we actually, like, I don't know, win the Europa?
United, yeah, are a weird one for me.
Weird
because
entity.
Your players literally only turn up when Ruud van Nistelrooy is there. Like, so I think it might be like you lot have got like a, like for the last few weeks, they've been turning up a bit.
Yeah. But look at who they couldn't do it, though. Yeah? Look who'd been playing.
I get it.
But
like,
still though.
I witnessed it myself. Yeah. I watched them come out the tunnel and the whole stadium went rude. Like,
yeah.
He's close.
Are you lots for real?
He's close.
What do you mean?
He looks great.
No, but
what do you mean?
Yeah, yeah. So now they're not going to go and.
No, we'll just say Ruben.
You see what I'm saying? Like, it's over.
I've been watching a lot of history stuff recently, so about the Saxons and the Vikings and whatnot. And let me tell you, when someone becomes a king, mm-hmm. but they have someone underneath that the people like, maybe a little bit more, like Ruud, they off them.
King
off,
Henry.
Off with the head.
Henry the First.
Not in football. They keep them.
I don't know in football, but in real life.
That's what I'm saying. I think his point is Ruud's going to go because at the end of the day, as a man of Ruben Amorim, you got Ruud in the building. Ruud's won 4 games out of 4.
Bro, he's got the shout.
Lippy, what's the best historic fact you know?
The best historic fact that I know.
Oh my God.
I went on a school trip in year 7 to Normandy.
What?
And
that's France.
Yeah.
Well, it's not so much France. It's the France part they gave to the...
To the French.
The Northmen.
That's where the Treaty of Versailles.
Yeah, D-Day and all them kind of man. And I went to the graveyard with all the, you know, with all the white crosses and that. Yeah. Thousands and thousands of crosses. And
so obviously, yeah, they were the Northmen that became Christians. Previously, they were pagan.
There you go, hang in.
And they believed in the gods rather than believing in one god.
I learned something crazy this week, but I don't know if we
Tell
might
us.
Get a shadow ban for this.
What is it? What happened?
Tell Loons to sit.
I'm hearing.
Oh, shit.
Okay, yeah.
Fucking hell.
Like, comment, subscribe.
No. We're not ending it there. We're not ending it there. We're not ending it there. Sit down, stop, get back.
I got a fact.
Go on.
My fact is my granddad was the last black man.
And that's where we're going to end it.
Was the last black man to fly in a Concorde.
Comment, subscribe.
Whoa, hold on. Wait. We got to take that serious.
He was the last black man to fly in a Concorde.
What, in it or on it?
He drove it.
He was in it.
He was like the last black man.
Ticket.
On, no, it was just him.
He's lying.
Did he make it? I will say though.
He made it.
He's here now.
Concorde's here.
Can I give you my one?
Go on, Loons, go on.
New York is named after York, yeah? But they didn't want to call it York, so they called it New York.
I knew that.
You know, that's the new everything.
Yeah, it's literally new everything. You know? New Jersey. New, like, literally.
Anyway, listen, like, comment, subscribe. Dan, by the way.
I'm gone, yeah?
Yeah.